A quick weekend update on the abortion insurrection that's happening in the United States. Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers has put up a compilation of videos showing the radical left-wing violent abortion advocates trying to attack the, I think it's the Capitol building in Arizona there. That's at wendyrogers.org if you want to see it. wendyrogers.org. She's got a page dedicated to the videos of the abortion insurrection that's now taking place. And it's very clear, of course, that abortionists, they are more than happy to use violence to get their way politically because, of course, they want to commit violence against unborn children in the first place. And one of the most interesting observations about all of this is to notice the philosophy, if you can call it that, or let's say the lack of ethics that's coming out of the left. They want to carry out violence against children. They want to tell you what to do with your body when it comes to vaccine mandates. They want to take away children from anybody who doesn't vaccinate their children, even though there's no medical justification for vaccinating children against COVID. They want to force children into the public school indoctrination systems where they can be groomed by pedophile LGBT left-wing teachers. But then they scream, "My body, my choice," as if on this one issue, they think that they have the side of liberty somehow. But of course, the baby's body is not the mother's body. That's the issue. Your body, your choice, sure, if it's only your body, but a baby inside your body is not you. That's another being. That's another soul. That's another consciousness. So sure, your body, your choice. You want to chop off your hand, you radical leftist, go for it. And you can't murder another human being even when you're carrying it, you know, especially when you're carrying it. So understand that the left is rioting for the, quote, right to murder. That's what they're doing. They're rioting for the right to murder. And what's clear now is they're willing to do anything to overcome their political opposition. So if they believe they have the right to murder unborn babies, even their own babies, don't you think they also believe they have the right to murder you? Right. They believe that they have the right to murder anybody who is political opposition. Remember the student newspapers calling for the killing of conservative speakers like Ann Coulter and so on? That is their philosophy. They believe in killing their political opposition and killing anything or anyone who is an inconvenience to them, including, let's say, an inconvenience of their own pregnancy. They believe that murder is okay to end the inconvenience of a pregnancy. So, of course, they believe that murdering you is a necessary step for them to maintain monopoly political power. And that's where this is going. So if you recall the movie The Purge, in that movie, well, it's a series of movies, there is, I think, one day or 12 hours that is legalized in the film, legalized for mass murder. You can go out and kill anybody you want, apparently. And this is supposed to be some kind of national catharsis so that the nation can keep the peace the rest of the year. So everybody gets it out of their system, so to speak. At least this is the depiction in the movie, the science fiction movie. I don't know, science fiction. It's a dystopian fiction movie. And then people go out and they hunt and kill each other and they settle old scores and what have you. Or people just stay home and try not to participate in it. But you see, those movies were created by anti-Trump leftists. And they are, of course, mind control programming. What they're trying to do is normalize the idea of a purge, a violent uprising to murder your political enemies, and that that's okay according to the philosophy of the government as depicted in the movie. And we're starting to see that come true. So we're starting to see, for example, following the Roe versus Wade decision by SCOTUS, we're seeing the Department of Justice, run by Merrick Garland, who is a treasonous traitor to America, he is saying he's going to do everything in his power to fight against the Supreme Court. So in other words, the executive branch of government has zero respect for the judicial branch. I'm just saying we're going to ignore them. Well, That's what you see on the road to dictatorship, by the way. And Joe Biden says the same thing. He says he's going to do everything to try to overturn Roe versus Wade or to circumvent it. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. But there's even talk that he's going to use the military to set up abortion centers on military bases across America where civilians could come in and just walk into the military base and murder their baby because that's what Biden's military now wants to do. So, and since military bases are under the control of the Pentagon, they think they could get away with that. So they want to turn the United States military into a genocidal, homicidal, domestic violence group that murders Americans. Just blatantly murdering American citizens who are about to be born. So that's their vision of the military. So it's not much of a step to realize that then they would turn the military on adults in America too. I mean, if the military is going to be used to murder babies or even babies after they're born, then of course it's just one more step for the military to be used to murder you or to murder anyone who, you know, doesn't go along with, let's say, gun control or doesn't go along with voting for Democrats or whatever the party in charge demands. I mean, think about it. Is this the role of the military to carry out abortions? No, of course not. But that's what they want to do with it. So the Democrats have decided that they will not abide by any decision they don't like, you see. In fact, the governor of Minnesota has said, despite the court decision, nothing changes in Minnesota. And what he means by that is that they're not going to outlaw abortions. They're not going to honor the Supreme Court decision. They're just going to proceed as if Roe versus Wade was still standing. And you're hearing similar talk from Hochul, Governor Hochul of New York as well. So you're going to see probably several blue states split apart from the rule of law of the United States, just a split from the Constitution, and declare that we nullify the Constitution and that we are just going to ignore the Supreme Court on decisions that we don't like. And it's just like Democrats to do that, isn't it? On immigration as well. If they don't like immigration law, they declare themselves to have a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state. And they just say, we're not going to abide by immigration law, period. We're not going to abide by the laws protecting the lives of unborn children. So this is the split that I talked about. I've called it a domestic divorce. Because on the flip side of that, you could see that if there were a Supreme Court decision to, for example, try to outlaw the Second Amendment or try to nullify the entire Constitution, red states would declare, you know, sorry, that is unconstitutional. We're going to abide by the Constitution in places like Texas and Florida and so on. And that would be a split as well. But you see, the blue states aren't trying to be constitutional. They are anti-constitutional. So they are splitting away from the Constitution, whereas red states would split in favor of the Constitution, you see. But either way, this is the domestic divorce I've been talking about. This is the end of the United States of America. Well, I should say the beginning of the end. And Roe versus Wade being overturned is the, that's the ignition, or that's the fuse that has been lit that's going to ignite the Civil War in America. Now, I've heard from some commenters, and thank you for all your comments on my videos. We do read them. I mean, not all of them, but we review them from time to time. And there have been some really great comments recently about, well, claiming that the Supreme Court is actually in on this. And according to various commenters, the Supreme Court has been ordered to cause really an upheaval and a civil war in America. And that's why they approved the Second Amendment right to carry firearms, you know, to bear arms in public, essentially, nationwide. And then the very next day, they overturned Roe versus Wade. So these two decisions back to back almost seem to create perhaps the perfect conditions for a purge type of uprising. Now, some people believe the Supreme Court has been ordered to try to, you know, cause chaos and cause a revolution in America. Other people believe the Supreme Court is just doing what is right with Clarence Thomas now saying, hey, we have to look at gay marriage also. You know, why is gay marriage a federal mandate? That should be handled by the states. Marriage is a state issue, and a marriage certificate is a contract with the state. So, of course, gay marriage should be a state issue. But there are other issues that may be kicked back to the states. Well, the left is going to go increasingly insane on all of this, and with each additional decision that they don't like, they're going to be ratcheting up their anger and their outbursts and their tendency toward violence. And we may already be past the point of no return in terms of the left-wing violence rising up. It could accelerate over several weeks or even a few months. But it's pretty clear that the left wants to go to war with conservative America. The left believes that conservatives have no right to exist. They believe that conservatives should all be, you know, exterminated. They think that conservatives are like a white supremacist, patriarchy nonsense. But in fact, most of America despises the radical left. Most of America hates transgenderism, despises it, and despises the grooming of children and the child mutilations that go along with transgenderism. Most of America hates the idea of these LGBT flags being shoved in your face everywhere, as if LGBT is conquering the country and claiming its territory or something. It's like graffiti all over the place, but it's pedophilia graffiti or satanic graffiti. Most of America hates the left. Now, some people have just been intimidated into silence to not say anything about it, but inside, they're rather seething about it. And they would love to see these leftists politically defeated. So my prediction is what's really going to happen here is the more violent and radical the left becomes, thinking that the country is with them because, you know, they've been able to control the news media and big tech, you know, through all their censorship and everything, they're going to find out they are so utterly, catastrophically wrong that as they try to run a revolution against America, they're going to be taken out and taken down so quickly, they won't even know what happened. America will reject the LGBT agenda, the child grooming, the pedophilia, child trafficking, genitalia mutilations, and all that nonsense. And America will reject the Democrats for generations to come. And what will actually happen is that the radical left will find itself an abandoned minority of insane lunatics that the rest of America rejects because nobody wants to be allied with the political party that promotes transgenderism. So keep all that in mind and pray for America and join the side of good. Join the side of God and conservatism. And that's what we espouse. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Thank you for your support. Take care.